Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, so your best friend is dating this guy. And he's great. He's a big, like, ape of a man. He's, like, likable. He likes to free climb rocks. He kind of smells earthy, but that's okay. That's, like, part of his vibe. He's very, like, you're very happy for her. Like, he's a lot of man, and she's happy with it. But one day, you guys are having brunch, and just the two of you, and your bestie is like, hey, I wanted to talk to you about this thing that my boyfriend did. It was kind of weird. I don't know if I'm being weird about it, but, like, I want to get your take. And she says, okay. I was having a quiet Sunday morning with the boyfriend and I was reading a book and he kind of wanted attention. So he grabbed the book out of my hands, ripped the rest of the pages out of it, threw those in the trash, and then said, pay attention to me. Now you don't have a book to read. You can pay attention to me. Is that cute or is that psychotic?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Kelly.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Ryan.
Whoa.
I mean,
this guy's got to go.
I have suspicions about this.
You have suspicions?
Did he have like an unconventional upbringing by chance?
Well, he's kind of two worlds.
Okay.
One world is the human lighthouse world, and the other world is the underwater queen world. Oh, did I throw you?
Yes, I did not know. Okay, I thought we were talking about someone
guys,
else.
I'm just going to take away all the layers from this.
This is an Aquaman?
This is not even Aquaman.
Okay.
She's Momoa,
yeah.
Who I liked before I heard this story. Apparently. This is an IRL story.
Ryan!
Yes. Okay,
oh my God.
They just had to spend a lot of time while they were shooting because I guess the way they shot it and everything, while they would wait
for... Well, when you shoot in water, ask James Cameron.
Yes, exactly. They had a lot of green screen, a lot of water screen. So...
Water.
So, I haven't seen it yet. So Amber Heard would have to spend a lot of time like up, like kind of in a hammock in the air because she would have to do suspended things. And so the crew, because she was a bit of a bookworm, built in like little, in the like green hammocks that she was in, built a little pocket for her to keep her book.
Mm-hmm.
And so while she's hanging up there reading her book, Momoa is up there and is mad
bored.
And mad that she's not paying attention to him. And literally, and she told us like it's a cute story, literally ripping pages out of the book so that she would pay attention to him because she couldn't read anymore if she didn't have the pages.
This person is a predator.
I liked him up until I heard, like, I met him before. I think he's a good person.
Now, hold on. Do we understand all of it, though? Because if he's pulling out pages of the book that she's already read, just to, like, grab her attention.
Wait a minute.
First of all, that is just a shittier plan, because it doesn't accomplish what he wants whatsoever.
Destroying
her property.
No. Okay, what if he does this? Okay,
she can buy another book.
He's ripping.
Yes, they can both afford to buy as many paperbacks as they please.
No. Okay, get this. So, he's ripping pages out of the book and she's like, how could you do that? And she's like, fine, I'll pay attention to you. And then after that he's like, check your pocket. And then it was all a magic trick.
He pulls a string of pages out of her mouth.
Then he shakes it and it turns into a book.
Yep.
And then he's like, this is your book.
I have my personal distrust of magicians on the whole.
Sure.
I mean, that is a pretty cool illusion. So seriously, when you were telling this, I thought you were describing the animated Disney Tarzan. Like, this has to be a montage.
He is of two worlds.
I think he is an IRL Tarzan. I think that's part of it. So, like, you kind of have to cut him slack because he, like, doesn't live a real life.
Yeah.
And he's always been, like, handsome and charming and people are nice to him. So, like,
you can still draw lines, though.
Well,
you can still say you can't do this to me.
I agree. Amber Heard told this story in a press junket. I don't think she was trying to get at him. Mm-hmm. I think she was trying to tell a cute little story about the set. And it does not.
Were they dating? Are they dating?
Oh, no. This is just on hot take.
So this is just on set.
They're co-workers. Mm-hmm. Her co-worker, while she was having to wait around all the time because that's part of their job, she's waiting around, she's reading a book, and he rips pages out of her book.
You know who failure this really is whoever's supposed to be handling Momoa and keeping him entertained.
He needs a
Wrangler. He's up in his hammock.
Yeah.
Like, you need to throw something up there that she could destroy.
Mm-hmm. Like a bushel of bananas or...
Or a Nintendo 3DS.
Ooh. Yeah.
He could be playing Mario Kart 7 up there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It would be a good time.
A Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Or a Tamagotchi.
Or a beautiful puzzle.
A beautiful puzzle.
And then she could eat one of the pieces and be like, pay attention to me.
That would be a great... Because it kind of is a prank, right? Because I was thinking about it a lot today as soon as I read this story.
Yeah.
Because it seems like an awful thing to do. But I don't think he's being mean as much as he's trying to be playful prank.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be playful prank.
And I think we agree, right, that pranks are pretty much always
pranks mean. Are bad.
No, I love pranks.
You've never pranked me.
I don't think you would take it very well.
You have to prank the right person.
Yeah.
I like pranks where, like, if you just lie to someone about something and tell them.
That's just a lie.
No,
though,
Kelly. You tell them and then they believe you, and it's so insane that they would believe you, and then afterwards you're like, I lied. Kelly!
All right, I guess, I'm a bad person.
That is the weirdest goddamn prank I've ever heard.
Those are just lies.
Remember, like, 3 years ago when I told you my driver's license was suspended? It wasn't.
Or, like, someone will be like, I'll be like, let me get you a glass of water, and then it's milk.
Oh, my God, Kelly! I guess that's a prank.
I guess that's a lie.
Is this for real? Wait, are you actually doing this to people?
Are you doing this in God's year 2018?
Did I just prank y'all?
Hold Kelly. On, wait. Your whole bit about liking pranks was the prank?
Was the lie?
Wow.
Kelly,
all right. Congratulations.
Okay,
I feel pranked.
An alien comes down and says to you, everything I say is a lie. That's a riddle. Because do you believe them?
Well,
no, because you have to find his alien buddy who only tells the truth.
Right.
And then you ask them both what the other one would say.
Yep.
Yeah. Which door would.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, what is it? Which door would the liar tell me to go through to survive?
So this is extraterrestrial labyrinth we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. I would see that. Extraterrestrial labyrinth?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you would see probably a remake of Labyrinth.
Isn't that coming out later?
Is it?
I heard that.
Or
was
a sequel
production.
Or something?
Yeah, something's going on.
I'd watch a sequel with Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, cool. I mean, that would be like the movie of the year.
Like in Year of Our Lord 2018?
Yeah, if it came out in 2018.
Guys, but this year's over.
Oh.
This year is over?
This year.
This year.
That we're in right now.
2018.
Mm-hmm. Kiss it goodbye.
Yeah. So long.
Later.
Three more days or something.
Yeah, what day is it?
It's the 28th.
Okay.
So 29, 30, 31. Yeah, three more
honestly,
days.
I mean, honestly, there's a pretty good chance you're listening to this in a post-2018 world.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's it like out there in 2019?
Yeah, do you have to scour the wastes for... discarded fruits that you can sustain yourself with?
Are there like little nose plug situations that make you breathe underwater?
Ooh. Are there giant cockroaches that are like weirdly hard to kill?
Has the anarchy really brought you all together under the leadership of some benevolent type A personalities?
This is a pretty good future we've got.
Yeah.
I escaped to the sea to get away from Mogi's fucking dystopian rule.
I don't want to
go to bed. It's so bright out.
The sun never goes down.
Ryan is doing in the post-apocalypse. She's making us go to bed early.
She makes you sleep when the sun goes down.
Yeah. That seems crazy.
I mean, you'll be up earlier and you'll be happy.
Yeah, all hail Mogi. Let's go to bed earlier.
Oh my God. You're her first in command.
Yeah. Yep. Kelly, you're my military leader.
Thanks. I do a lot of stuff that like you wouldn't. Like I do a lot of stuff that like I know you would want me to do, but like you would never sanction.
And we have like a don't ask, don't tell policy about it. I'm just glad the ruffians are in the sea. I don't need to know how they got there.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
I do what I must.
You know what? I'm gathering a fish army. We'll probably never get our. We'll probably never watch the salt. We're not going
to
get
so
it.
Late.
You're
too tired.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe 2020 we'll end up launching our assault. Who knows?
Yeah. We're talking 2018. The ships of 2018. Our favorite ships of the year. So, Ryan, you were kind of saying that. It's a dismal year for ships.
Well, a tough year for ships.
A tough year, and especially in the things that I love. And I also gave myself, because we did our usual thing. This is my first evangelical episode. I hope you guys haven't noticed anything different about me.
We have like tiny little cups of wine and little wafers in front of us.
Ever since Kelly's Jesus Judas ship a couple weeks ago.
It really affected me.
Ryan's been thinking.
because I was thinking, okay, so for me, and again, we each were able to interpret as we want, but for me, I wanted to choose something that came out this year, not just that I consumed this year, and I tried to stick with romantic ships, because I think that's the core, when we talk ships, what we're usually talking about. And once I set those parameters for myself, it was very hard, because the things that I loved this year, a lot of them were either, like, found family ships that I really cared about, or straight up family or friendships. So like the ships, like things like, you know, I loved Killing Eve, for example. I don't romantically ship any of those fools together.
Sure.
Or another big one for me this year is Black Panther. I love Black Panther, but is the key ship for me Lupita and Black Panther? I mean, I like them. Can they be ship of the year? They're not for me. So I was
looking for a way to ship that rhino with someone, but that's not really a romantic ship.
I mean, it can be.
It's not.
But it would be banned on Tumblr.
Yeah. Oh, R.I.P. Sexy Tumblr.
R.I.P. Sexy Tumblr.
We're coming to you. We are broadcasting from
Tumblr.
That's insane.
Hornless Tumblr. No erotic connections on Craigslist anymore. This world is getting less sexy by the day. Oh yeah, that was a big thing in 2018.
This is the time to punish sex workers, man. This sucks.
Maybe that's why there weren't as many romantic ships in the things I consumed.
Yeah,
because we didn't have these outlets.
Yeah.
So, but I went for a larger trend.
Okay.
And that
shipping trends.
A little bit. Okay, so 2018 really has been a landmark year for the return of the romantic comedy. And I'm a huge fan of rom-coms. So we had Crazy Rich Asians this year.
Woo!
We had on Netflix, we had All the Boys I've Loved Before. Woo! And the movie that I decided to end up with, which is, I don't know if I'm, guys, I'm just doing it. The movie Set It Up. Did y'all see this movie?
I have
I don't even know what this is.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Is it a Lucy Liu platform?
This Lucy Liu and Taye Diggs.
Yes, yeah. That's
but
right.
But they are the secondary couple. The primary couple is Zoe Dutch and generic white boy.
Am I losing my mind, or is Pete Davidson in this movie?
Yes.
He is.
A good Pete Davidson performance.
He's in it, right?
Yeah.
Is he the love interest?
No, he is gay roommate of the main love interest.
Damn.
And I say that because that's his primary characteristic in the movie.
Okay.
He's also funny, I guess. But anyway, the plot is two executive assistants are overworked. They work crazy hours. They have annoying bosses who like will throw food at them if it's not right. And so they hook their bosses up to date to give them some more free time. And it works. But also, they discover...
What?
They really like each other.
Oh my gosh!
And it's just like a easy, breezy, sweet, romantic comedy. You don't even at the end... They don't have to get married. It's not that kind of... They don't have to get serious.
It's one of those just like, we ship them while they're together.
Yeah.
And then when they're not together anymore, they're not together anymore.
I'm like, kiss at the end. That's
there
what I want.
There you go.
So I ended up with that as my ultimate. But really, it's just emblematic of a greater trend that I really appreciated, which is... back to the rom-com. So 2018 ship of the year is romantic comedies.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
and I recommend Set It Up, like, you know, don't build it up too much in your head, but it's a cute little movie.
I know, I'll watch it.
I'll follow that same like kind of line of like a trend or something more abstract, that is like kind of leading, or that is like born out of what my ship for last year was. And I on Black Friday, y'all, I got a PlayStation VR.
Yeah, woo! You did.
I did. I got it with Moss and Astrobot VR for $200. It's awesome. Moss is the cutest thing. I went to GameStop.
Wow.
The PlayStation Black Friday deals were, they did a good job of not being sold out. Because I also got a PlayStation this year.
And you got it on like Amazon or something. Yep. You didn't even need to go out. Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like the thing that I love about Moss is it's you're controlling like a little mouse friend, and then you play the role of like the reader in this story, right? So like you're in the thing, but you're mostly just like looking around a sort of like diorama space as the mouse whose name is Quill, like runs and jumps and like swings her little sword.
Cute.
And she's great. And she like will frequently look to you because you are manipulating things in the environment. And she'll be like, you know, over there and kind of like point and they're like, oh, I got it, little mouse friend. And then she like runs under it. But that sort of like interactive, kind of more like storytelling character based experience in gaming is born out of my ship for 2018, which I've talked about on the show before.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Connor and Detective Hank Anderson from Detroit Become Human. I just want that robot and that grizzly old detective to find love with each other.
Yeah.
And I want, look, I know there are versions of the story.
Are you crying?
Where, yes. where Hank will shoot and kill Connor.
Fuck that. Get out of my fucking house. I live here now.
I live here and only happy with Robot Boy in this house.
Yeah.
Okay. I did buy Detroit as part of my PlayStation thing. So I may be texting you to be like, how do I not let that happen?
It's you'll have to go that way a lot to get to that, I think.
Yeah. And like, so there are, you know, Connor is an android and he works for the like the cops or what? No, I guess he actually works for the company.
He works for the company.
Yeah.
But he works with the cops.
Yeah, but he does work with the cops, which is how he meets Detective Anderson. Mm-hmm. And you do have a choice late in the game where Connor can decide whether he wants to like defect and be part of like the robot revolution or whether he wants to like stay on the side of the law. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell, like I've been thinking about it since my playthrough and I don't know which way is better for their relationship. Like if Connor, cause like Connor
what do you think?
I think
if he has to join the robot rebellion, because that's how Hank like sees him as closer to being human. Like, I feel like if he just sticks to his programming and continues on, like, oh, we should still keep investigating.
Yeah.
I think Hank is like, oh, well, you're just doing what you're supposed to do. Like, by doing the thing that you're supposed to do, you're just doing the thing that you're supposed to do.
Right. He's always going to be a pet.
Yeah.
Right. But I do think that Hank sees some sort of weird comfort in the status quo. And maybe it's a self-destructive comfort for him. Mm-hmm. But I think Connor becoming...
There's so self-destructive. There's a version that's very bad with him.
Where he kills
him. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
Okay, guys. I'm ready for this game.
Look.
Okay.
I just... However, deviant or no, I want Connor. Deviant is what they call it when a robot goes bad.
Oh, I was thinking
I wasn't art. Casting.
Deviant art or no, I want to see a naked robot boy.
Speaking of deviant art, this ship has given me so much good fan art.
Yes, yeah. I recall when you originally shipped this, and the next day after recording, being at work, and flipping through that DeviantArt, it's like, I wonder what Patrick was really talking about. Oh, yeah.
Steamy.
It gets steamy.
It's kind of the opposite of your Snipple Clips business, where you destroyed our brains and hearts and souls with that DeviantArt.
Look, if you're a deviant artist, I would like to take the time to point out that you're doing good work, regardless if our human minds can handle it or not.
You know what?
And keep supporting that platform, because they'll let you put nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Female presenting nipples.
First they came for Tumblr.
Then they came for Craigslist. And we did nothing.
Oh, my gosh. We keep doing nothing,
We keep doing nothing.
I know. Ooh. Wow. I was having a similar issue as Ryan, where I was kind of like, and had I not started watching this recently, I would not have had a ship that I love so much. For me, it's Catra and Shira. specifically Tuxedo Catra. I don't know if any of you guys have you guys watched She-Ra yet?
I've not watched the new She-Ra.
I haven't,
yet.
But I've had the conversation with you
because
about
I was
this.
Losing my goddamn mind.
I've watched maybe the first two.
Okay.
So I feel like I was still in origin territory. I was enjoying it, but I was still in origin territory.
This is another like fan art heavy ship, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you don't even need to go to fan art to find some juicy goodness.
They give it to you right in the show, huh?
They give it
Wait,
to you in the show.
Which one is Catra? Is she the...
She's like
evil?
She's like the bad one, but she's very...
She's very bad. I'm very early in the show, but she...
She's bad at the beginning, but like I think they humanize her.
Okay. You can be human and bad.
Yeah.
But she's like...
She's relatable, I think.
She's like lawful evil.
I would say she's chaotic.
Okay.
But still probably... I think she's chaotic neutral.
Okay.
But... Okay.
I think Kelly's got a crush, and she's...
I think this is where Kelly and my Venn diagrams do not overlap.
Okay. I think you will change your mind just once you see there's the prom episode. Okay?
I have not
seen
the
Princess
prom,
Princess prom. So oh people got to show up in like... There's first of all makeover scenes. Great. Love it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in.
There is a part where... So Catra decides she wants to go to the princess prom because she wants to like infiltrate and whatever. She is wearing a burgundy tuxedo... with little like fingerless gloves and an untied like plum colored bow tie with little ripped knees and
ripped knees.
Yeah. I was not prepared for that.
Yeah. I was not ready for that either.
Ripped knees.
It sounds great.
You guys should definitely like look up some pictures or just watch it on Instagram. But also the entire, I was talking to,
oh my God, she looks amazing.
I was talking to Colin about this. Yeah. Are they
like a canon ship?
No, so they're like dancing, but like arguing. But it is so like it's so sexual.
Because I feel like they were trying to get me to care about that dude who hangs out with everybody.
What dude?
There's the one dude.
Oh, Bo.
Yeah,
Bo is not ever romantic with her. So I think it's like no. So like Catra walks in the door and Shira's like stops talking. And
yeah.
Of course, we all stop talking because Catra's wearing a fucking tuxedo.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
She looks so good and so cool. And also, I was talking to Colin about this at lunch. I was screaming about this entire episode has that moody bisexual lighting, which is like the purpley kind of.
Perfect.
So I was just like losing my goddamn mind, huh?
I'm just, aesthetic. I get it.
Yeah. And it this is my ship of the year because like I want to be with Catra, but I also want to be Catra. It's very confusing. And I'm like zooming in on a picture right now as I talk.
Kelly, you can only zoom in so far.
Oh, she's so cool. I mean, she is.
I gotta watch
the other side.
Show.
She's the other side.
The yes. I mean, I really liked what I saw of her, like as a villain.
Sure.
She's so great.
Can anyone describe her a little bit more, just like how she, because I have heard so far both chaotic and lawful.
She's not really lawful, but she wants the approval really bad of someone who's so obviously evil. And also, I know I'm watching the show. I'm not in the show. I'm not living that life. Uh-huh. But like, it's clear they're following like bad apples.
Well, here's the thing.
And she wants that approval bad. So like, I feel like she would do some shady shit to her friend, Shira.
Mm-hmm.
To get the approval of the structure.
Well, so
she's not lawful, but is like
that is so she's definitely self-serving. I say that I think she's so they all grew up in the Fright Zone, and so like from being like little children, so they don't know anything else. And so when Shira like discovers like, oh, this is like the whole world. Actually, the place that I've been is like Shira was as like drinking the Kool-Aid just as much as
100%
Catra was. The thing is, Catra doesn't want to leave because. Ultimately, she's afraid,
right.
And she wants the approval of Shadow Weaver, who is like never going to give her the approval. First of all,
but that's like the only approval that she knows to seek.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think that. I mean, I haven't seen the show yet. If they had an art, like she does care about Shira,
it's a lot more.
So it's like, so it's not that she's not like a selfish, like she's not a horrible person.
No,
but I think she would. Rather be in a position of power and positive affirmation from Shadow Weaver than like, because like Shira is pretty quick once she realizes what's right and wrong to like aligned with Wright.
Yeah.
Which is really admirable. And to me, that's why I could buy into her as a hero so quickly.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take much for her to like have empathy and all of a sudden be like, oh no. Like she accepts her role as hero, even though it means like giving up everything. I mean, again, I've only seen the beginning.
So here's the thing. I've seen
You've seen it all.
Yeah.
So
I think like, well, Catra basically is like, she sees Shira leaving as Shira leaving her. And so she's so angry and so hurt. Like she cries about her leaving her. And there is an episode of just them two that is like, I think it might, you're not going to be Team Catra, but you will be like, okay.
I get it.
Yeah. Like where it's like going back and forth between them being like kids together and them being adults. And it's really, really good. Aww. But I totally ship them. They're my ship of 2018.
That's great.
But yeah, I think her plummet to villainy is paved with like her own shame for feel like her projection that Shira's leaving her.
Yeah.
When Shira's like, just come with me. And she's like, but I'm afraid of that world. Like, I don't want that. So I think she's a relatable character. I think I tend to like, I see some of my own failings in her. So I like her a lot.
Yeah. And I need to give this show, I need to go back and spend more time with
you. I think, but knowing you, I think you will be very annoyed with her for many episodes.
Yeah, I'm a pretty awful person. So, no. But like, also, and this is a part of the pitch that I think if someone had told me, I would have bought into too. So, when you first start watching, Shira she has a different name at the beginning because she doesn't know that she's Shira.
Right. She's just Adora.
She's just Adora. But like, the way they're raised in a world where they hate princesses.
Yeah.
So they just talk shit on princesses constantly, like,
that's
fight
funny.
Princesses.
They're
and, like,
evil.
Princesses, they're like demons. They're like dragons. You're going to have to kill them. Like, princesses are going to show up and try to hurt you. It's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, and the thing that the Fright Zone sells is like, we're trying to create order. They just live in this chaos. And this is also before any of the like Shira or her or Adora or her like compatriots have seen actual battle, so they don't know really what the world is like. So all they know is what has been told to them by the people above them.
Right. Sure. And they have like a, is it called the danger room in X-Men?
Yeah, they have like a danger room.
Essentially a danger room.
Where they can like train.
Where they train, and they're also training against the like creations of Shadow Weaver to make them, like, so none of it's real.
Yeah.
And they have like fake holograms of princesses attacking them. It's very silly.
Yeah.
That sounds
cool.
Great.
It's really cool.
It's highly recommended. I should. What was I doing with my life that I haven't finished this
show?
Look, everyone gets busy. Yeah, end of the year. You know, it's holidays.
Christmas movies on Netflix.
Yeah,
now.
It's tough. It's tough.
Colin, what was your 2018 ship?
Well, it's one that we covered on the show before, but I kind of went through the same thing where I was digging deep and I was like, was there one that we missed? Was there a ship that I absolutely had to talk about? But end of the day, it was the best movie of the year. It was the sexiest ship.
We're going back to the Meg?
Yeah, we're going back to the Meg.
Jesus,
are you
Christ.
For fucking real? You're going to tell me that that's more sexy than Catra and Shira?
It's, yes.
You're and saying well, here's Pippin the thing. And the Meg?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Wait, so what is the sexiest ship on Meg?
The sexiest ship on the Meg? It's essentially, aesthetically, the exact same ship as yours, Kelly.
Oh.
It's fucking Dr. Laurie and fucking Jax.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like the human version of Catra and Shira.
Yeah, one person is like good, and one person's
blonde
kind of, like,
and
scrappy.
Law-abiding, and then it's like the fucking tough bad one. With
blonde
the
and
hair.
Law-abiding.
Yeah, I know, right? Those are the two.
You can take them to mom.
Well, if you have brown hair, you're a witch.
Right, it's true.
In Sweet Valley.
No, but I just, you know, we broke down. I think Pippin and the Meg. Pippin and the Meg. That was a close second for sure.
A tiny dog and a giant shark.
Well, the giant shark at the last minute decided to let that tiny dog live.
That's,
I mean,
true.
There's got to be some romantic spark there, right?
DeviantArt it.
I mean, that was the most compelling element of that film for me.
Oh, God, you're the
Pippin.
Worst.
Pippin.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who is your ship? Your ship is Jax. So like your ship is
Ruby Rose. Wait, is that her name?
It's Ruby Rose and
the blonde lady.
Yeah,
the ex-wife.
Yes, Dr. Laurie.
Because they hugged a bunch.
Because their hands were on each other's shoulders all the time.
Yeah, because they were fucking getting down on that boat.
Yeah,
I
they hugged all the time too. And that's why she was okay with Jason Statham like crushing on someone else.
I think it's because I still ship the ex-wife with the best friend.
I mean,
I like that swarthy best friend. Hot doctor.
I liked that
with
guy.
The curly hair.
You know what, Bogey? I'll say maybe a couple of times they let him watch, but for me,
he takes notes.
That's part of your ship.
I'm just throwing Bogey a bone.
That's very kind. But I will never forget Ruby Rose's hair in that movie.
Fucking spiky ass hair that looks great on her.
I think we can hear Mogi biting her tongue through the microphone.
Come on, Mogi. Why would we end this year any differently than we lived this year? Me loving a ship and you fucking hating it. It's perfect.
Here's the thing. I like the ship, but I can't go down with this ship on the hair. The hair is... It's not good. Okay. It's like the scene, or it's like the moment where like the nerdy girl takes off the glasses and she's hot.
Uh-huh.
So first she never notices Ruby Rose.
Okay.
And then Ruby Rose goes swimming and she gets out of the water. And then she's like, what? And then she notices Ruby Rose's hair slicked back. And then she's like, oh, you're hot.
I don't buy it. You're
seeing the hair as like an obstacle. Colin is seen as part of like the selling point.
It looks great on her. Wait, I mean, this is a person who could do... She could do whatever she wants with her hair. I mean, pretty famously.
Okay, what about...
Yeah.
If...
Uh-huh.
In an Elseworlds crossover...
Go on.
Ex-wife and Batwoman, played by Ruby Rose, which I think comes out this year. I think that's happening the last 2 weeks of December.
Okay.
The two of them get together, and no bad hair.
Well... I will go along with this, but I'm gonna have a little caveat, all right?
Let's hear it.
So in the scene where they're like, Ruby Rose is about to reveal that she's Batwoman and, you know, the whole like romantic thing is gonna come to a head, she pulls off the mask.
No, the hair.
And her hair is in the little bat spike.
just the top of it, and the rest of it is still like a flowing red mane. Yeah.
Well, that's actually attached to the cape.
To the cape. Oh my god, wait, so that's part of the hat. So she takes it off and her hair is still black, just in little points.
Yep, very short and has two little points coming straight up off the top.
But she still mostly wears the wig.
Hold on, did you ruin Batwoman for me just now?
How dare you? Also, I'm not sure I like the idea of shipping Batwoman with not Maggie.
Oh yeah, no TP.
It's Elseworlds.
Okay, all right. You're right.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. Okay, all right, you talked me down.
All right,
I'm but for a second, like, I could feel my body getting hot and be like, Patrick, fight that.
Oh my gosh. Well, whatever, I stand by.
Well, I'm happy for you. Honestly, I'm happy for all of you guys that you found ships that mattered so much to you this year. I wouldn't wish anything else for you.
Yeah.
Great ships.
And to all the listeners, we hope you find all of your ships out there in the new year and the years to come.
Yeah, and so maybe this will be the first time ever that we invite the listeners in also to toast as we raise a glass
to relationships!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.